Backed by popular demand, the original duo, it's us.
It's us.
Except for it's a very, very special us this week.
Why is it special?
Because I didn't take any ADHD medicine and I have a can in front of me.
That's so exciting.
Things will become very loose very soon.
And very unorganized.
Roll the intro.
Let's go home.
What's up, Tunics? Welcome back to the pod. Hope you enjoyed last week's episode with Sir Matt King himself.
Sir King. Can you imagine?
Sir King.
I wish I was knighted as Mr. King.
Right? Mr. King?
Sir King.
Sir King.
Yeah.
Sir Mr. Knightley King.
Do you think that he would have like had to have like given up that surname back in the day to not confuse him with the King?
King King.
Right.
Whoa, that's a flex.
King.
So Jeremy had Matt come and co-host the pod last week.
Yep.
And they talked for 2.5 hours.
I will say, it's not that I wasn't, I mean, listen, I was enjoying myself. Don't get me wrong, but yeah, I didn't think the plan was not to have the longest podcast episode ever.
Right.
But we could have gone for another 2.5 hours without question.
I love that for you guys.
You know, it's funny too. That was Matt King's third podcast of the day.
Of the day?
Yeah.
That poor man.
Well, he came
That is literal charity work coming on our podcast. It's the third podcast of the day.
I was really, really hoping that we had not done some of the ad reads because I was really going to enjoy being like Matt. And also, you're going to need to step in for this too because I think Matt would have done a great job with that. But
100%.
Unfortunately, we were all caught up.
That also, wow, I love that for us.
I know.
I love
can you
us.
Imagine like, but we
Matt
don't.
Reading the ad for Adore Me Lingerie.
Yeah. Like, can you imagine? Like, I think that actually would have performed quite well.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to the episode yet because it,
neither have I.
One, it's 100 hours long, so the edit is taking a little longer, which makes sense. Like that math's out. That the math do be mathin'.
Well, we're not gonna teach our audience Canadian grammar.
That's not Canadian, that's just common sense.
Okay.
The math do be mathin'.
It does be.
But yeah, I was in Canada for 9 days and about 48 hours after I left, my hometown got about 2.5 feet of snow. All in one night, and just the nick of time, I have landed back in the land of Los Angeles.
Hollywood, where snow is not welcome, but underwater volcanoes can erupt and dump a little bit of water on us.
What the fuck?
That was crazy.
So as I was leaving St. Catharines, my hometown, it was like weather watch warning, like this big like snow squall is coming or whatever.
Sorry, what?
A snow squall.
Educate me.
Let me get the accurate definition of a snow squall.
I have never
You've never squalled before?
No.
Squall.
No, my pea brain.
Wait, snow.
Uncultured self.
In
Northern Illinois, we never squalled.
And then squall is a sudden. A snow squall is a sudden, moderately heavy snowfall with blowing snow and strong gusty surface winds.
Gusty surface
winds?
It is
often referred to as a whiteout and is similar to a blizzard.
Oh, whiteout. I was born in a whiteout.
Wow. That makes you extra white. That's the white on white.
Thank you.
Of being a white person.
Thank you. Yeah, I was born in like a straight up fucking blizzard. In fact, the doctor completely missed my drop to earth.
I'm confused. What do you mean?
The doctor that was supposed to deliver me.
Yes.
Missed it.
Oh, because he was like stuck in snow?
Right, yeah. Like the nurse was like, I got it, it's fine.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And here I am. Here you are.
I think there was, here we are. Yeah.
Here we are.
Because without me, and you, it's really a wee thing.
It's a wee thing for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, as I was leaving, snow squall warning or blizzard
were you
whatever.
Born in the afternoon, middle night, morning?
Oh, I actually have a photo of this because my mom got so annoyed because I kept asking because people were like, let me do your star chart, your birth chart, whatever. And I was like, I don't know what fucking time I was born
You need
at.
To give me that accent.
And so my mom sent me my thing so that I would stop asking. Okay. So I'm an A negative blood type.
Is that so?
Yeah.
That's like rare.
Really?
A negative?
Really?
Who do you know that has A negative?
I literally don't know a single person's blood type.
I'm O posi pos.
Is there an O neggy neg?
Yes. You'd be very careful with that word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So O negative is the universal, I believe, donor.
Right. Where you can,
they
give
can give
to
anybody.
Everyone.
And then AB positive, I believe, is the
universal receiver. How many mixes are there?
Well, it's not a dog breed, okay?
How many
you got
species?
B, you got O. Then there's positive and there's negative of all. And then there's AB
pos,
can combine.
And AB neg.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. So
I'm
that's O like
pos.
A. And that's not the share one.
O pos?
Yeah.
I have the most common blood type in the world.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. Yeah.
Yep. I am nothing but just commoner.
Just
smut.
Common white man.
I am just common filth.
Okay. So I was born at 6 pounds, 14 ounces at 113.
6 pounds, 14 ounces. What up, twig bitch?
Wait, and then I got fucking huge.
Did you get chunky?
Are you kidding? You bully me every time you see that one specific Christmas ornament of my first Christmas.
Because you look like the Christmas ornament. Just
I'm
the globe.
Massive. I am the globe.
You were thick.
I am the sphere.
You went from a twig to well fed.
I was well fed. But then once I got mobile, once I got moving.
At the age of four.
At the age of four. At the age of 16. The input versus output started balancing out and I shed the weight.
Right.
Yeah. I shed the weight. I would get Cheerios stuck in my rolls.
Yeah, that's
sexy.
Hot. Honestly, if I were to find a Cheerio in a roll, that'd be fantastic.
How did we get here?
What do you mean, how did we get here?
Oh, wait, snow squall, blizzard. Okay,
I'm on
the
way to being high with no Adderall.
I know. Okay, wait. I know we're going to, this is going to, leave the direction of the podcast up to me is a very dangerous situation.
I
don't have ADHD, but like for some reason, the tangents, they do be tangents.
I'm telling you right now, I am curious about just about everything. Mm-hmm. Especially when not medicated.
Right.
So like, give me a B minus reason to change topics. I'm with you. I'm rolling.
So anyway, so I was leaving St. Catharines with a snow squall blizzard.
Go on.
Landed in LA to a tsunami warning in California,
which
in
is
Los
not
Angeles,
my love
California.
For Lauren, and I understand why you can conflate those two.
Tsunami warning?
Yeah, like an overwhelming rush of just like energy.
Yeah, actually, fun fact. So Jeremy was nice enough to pick us up at the airport.
Which I want to let you
which is
know.
A feat in Los Angeles. But wait. I would not have asked you to come pick me up on a weekday. I would ask you to come. Okay, wait, here's how it breaks down. Weekdays between the hours of like 7 a.m. and 8 p.m., I would never ask you to come to LAX because that is a death sentence.
So 6 a.m. you'd ask?
6 a.m., yes. And then after 8 p.m.
Ma'am. I love you.
Babe, love me.
I do.
Love me.
I do.
Love me enough to take me to the airport.
You have the means to get your ass home.
Yeah, but I'm an anxious traveler. That takes one little anxious leg out of my travel load. If you have
you're
the heart,
like,
if you have the heart
every
and the
time,
love
every,
and the care to take me to LAX.
I'm not kidding. For someone who's had such an anxious traveler and like thinks about it more than I could ever imagine thinking about it, you book stupid things all the time. Like I'm constantly with you every time that you organize travel. I'm like, this was dumb. Why did you book it this way? And you're like, I don't know. I just did it this way. And I'm like, why would you do it that way when this exists?
I have an aunt who is a travel agent and she has booked my travel for my entire life.
Don't put this on her.
I learned about travel a couple years ago.
It's not difficult.
Yeah. Well, I'm learning. Okay. Figuring it out. Stop bullying me. So Jeremy came and picked me up. And then I struggled on time, super on time,
ready for you, got out of the car, walked to you.
Yeah. Which was very nice. I usually don't do that.
You would have never do that.
Yeah.
In fact, I would get there and you'd still be 25 minutes away for sure.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No. Maybe I'm kidding. I don't know.
I literally get to the airport like 30 minutes early by accident every time. And I sit in the Ralph's and Starbucks parking lot watching Tiki Talks until you fucking
land. Do you
know
how to use flight view?
Yes, I know how to use flight view.
Spoob.
I know how to use flight. Why are you travel bullying me?
I'm not travel bullying
Usually
you.
Usually hi, Jeremy is much nicer. You've got attitude of Adderall, Jeremy. And I need you to take that shitty attitude and stuff it up your ass.
Hi, Tillards.
Welcome to the pod. Welcome back to the
welcome to couples
abrasive, abrasive Tuesday.
All right, go on. Back to me driving an hour to get you on a Saturday.
Shut the fuck up. 35 minutes.
That was so uncalled for.
35
It was not 35 minutes.
It was 35 minutes to get home.
Great. You don't know how long it took to get there.
35-ish minutes.
On a Saturday morning. Go on.
It was 11 a.m.
It was 10 a.m.
I landed at 10:45 a.m.
Right. You landed early. And I was there early because I checked flight view and adjusted my plans to be there at 10:20. Meaning I left
so
in the
nice.
Nines.
You left in the nines. What an absolute torturous Saturday morning to come pick up your boyfriend and son. Your boyfriend.
Well, surprise.
Surprise. It actually wasn't me who landed.
Yeah. So anyway, do you want to just move on with your story?
Yeah, I just landed in this. There was a tsunami warning. And then at first, like when I think of tsunamis, I think of like 100-foot waves, right? Like crashing down, like
what
in the movie.
What was the movie with The Rock?
I don't think I saw that one.
Where like Los Angeles falls apart? All of California. Oh,
is it the one with, about the, what's that, that crack in the San Andreas Fault?
San Andreas. Yeah.
I didn't see that because I'm too scared of that potentially being our future.
It was, if that's our future, there's nothing to be scared of. It'll be very quick. It'll be very, like, it'll be over before you know it.
Yeah, swallowed up in a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought tsunamis were like literally 100 feet in the air because I feel like those are the viral videos that you see. So when, when I'm like tsunami warning in Orange County, I'm like, what the fuck do you mean? Like they never showed that on Laguna Beach and the OC in the hills.
This volcano. Yeah, no, they never did cover deathly volcanoes in, on the hills. I'm thinking about back to my days of Lauren Conrad, my second favorite Lauren, of course.
Thank you.
And man, I never saw the-
No tsunamis.
Zero tsunamis.
Zero tsunamis.
Johnny Tsunami. Anyway, the volcano was in the middle of like-
Tonga?
Excuse me?
It was Tonga, right?
Yeah, they were talking about a place that like I had certainly never heard of.
Yeah.
And what's funny is like there was like 1,500 people on the island and they were like, communications with them have been difficult. Yet, my favorite part was that we did have a video recording of what it looked like in Tonga, despite apparently having no communication with Tonga.
Well, we saw it from space, didn't we? All the videos?
No, but yeah, we saw, there was one clip that I saw of like water coming over in Tonga, but they were very quick to be also like, but like we really haven't been able to get in touch with them.
Oh, I see. But we got the YouTube video. But
somebody hacked in and got the YouTube video. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That shit was fucked. It was like actually fucked. Like seeing the sonar boom or whatever. I don't know what it is, but like the, when it, is it?
Sonic sonar?
Sonic sonar solar boom. Is what I called it.
Oh, yeah. I think it was just like the video from space.
Yeah. And you see like the ripple that like science was really my forte.
Can you name the planets?
Maybe. Okay, hang on. Okay, Earth.
Well, okay. Let's just go ahead and start with the first one.
Right, Earth. Mars.
No, let's start with the first one.
Oh, in order? Oh, fuck, I have no idea.
Okay, let's give it a shot.
Not in order. This is like the reindeer. Like you just name the ones that you know.
Okay.
Mars.
Okay.
Saturn.
Okay.
Jupiter.
Uh-huh.
Neptune.
Uh-huh.
Uranus.
Uh-huh.
Pluto's a planet again.
Yeah.
And
I got to fight about Pluto this week cuz I'm
really?
I'm pro Pluto.
I'm pro Pluto as well.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Am I missing anything? How many planets are there?
Nine.
Nine?
Not even close.
Shut the fuck up.
Not
okay,
even close.
Hang on. Okay. Earth counts as one though. Yeah?
Earth does count as one.
Earth.
Yeah.
Mars.
Once again, there are a couple before
Saturn,
Earth.
Saturn, Jupiter, Venus, Uranus. Did I say Neptune? Pluto?
It's difficult to do when you're not in order. We're going to start at the beginning. Mercury.
Oh, fuck. I missed Mercury.
Venus. Earth.
I had that one. Had
Mars.
That one. Yep. Got it.
Saturn.
Yep. Got it.
Jupiter.
Got it.
Actually, it's Jupiter, Saturn.
Okay.
Uranus, Neptune, Pluto.
Oh, I think I was only missing Mercury.
It's hard. Once again.
Yeah, I nailed that.
It's difficult to say when you just go in any one.
Can go off reindeer. All nine of them.
Are there nine?
Yeah, right?
Rudolph.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Shut the fuck up. No, you know more than that. Come on.
That's all I got.
No. More.
Dasher.
Yes.
Dancer.
Yes.
Vixen.
Yes.
Thomas.
No. Random white man right there.
Theodore.
Nope. Still no.
Penguin. Johnny. Road.
What the fuck was your childhood? Come on, give me the rest of their fucking reindeer.
Pelican. I don't know.
Okay.
You know, Dancer and Prancer and Thomas.
Donder and Blitzen.
Chavis and Boone.
And Blitzen.
Do you recall?
There's a whole song about we're a few months late on this. That's okay, though. A
few months? It's January.
When's this going up, though? Is it going up first week of Feb? What are you getting me for Valentine's Day?
What are you getting me for? What am I getting for my birthday? Which is next week. This week.
A very expensive multi-step.
You should not have spent that much. You should not have spent that much at all. That was ridiculous.
So I want you to take back your screaming of what I'm getting you for your birthday because it is very expensive.
You overspent.
Whatever. It's your birthday.
You overpaid.
Dirty 30.
Yeah, but like, ugh.
It's a dirty 30.
Ugh.
I didn't overpay.
You overpaid.
I did not overpay.
Overpaid.
I paid a drink minimum plus some.
Yeah. I feel like we could have gotten that for less money.
At somewhere else.
Yeah.
This place will be nice.
It will be nice.
I'm just like really sad because it's one of those places where they have a no photo policy.
I knew you were gonna bring this up.
Because like fucking people like Drake and shit go there. And like by any means, like it's like a nice place and like it would have $3 to $4 signs on Yelp or whatever for the what?
I love the way that you're describing this.
Yeah,
this
it'd be like $3 to $4 signs price range on Yelp for sure. But it's not like insanely bougie. It's not like insanely exclusive. Like anyone can go here, but it's like one
anyone can go here?
goat here. Yeah, anyone goat can here. Go here. But like, for whatever reason, some celebrities and like A-listers of LA love this place. And so they have a no photo policy to like be all bougie and shit, because obviously Drake doesn't want his photo taken while he's eating spaghetti.
I know. Well, my photo taken while I'm eating spaghetti. I think it's a very fair request.
Like to take your photo while you're eating spaghetti on my disposable camera, on my Instagram story, and also for the memes. And I'm very sad about it.
Before we get into the venue, you have your shot. And then after we leave, you have your shot.
I know.
And in between, no point.
I'm just so sad because we're going to have so many friends there. And like, we never take photos of their friends.
I know. But you know, and once everybody gets drunk, they'll start doing it anyway.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it's fine.
Like, can't bring the disposable camera, obviously, because the flash will go off. But the new iPhone camera, I think, is good enough that we can get some good pics in there without
light
a flash.
Optional.
Light optional for these new photos.
Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Like, if we were to ever have a meteorite smash into Earth,
yes.
No more sunlight,
yes.
The iPhones today would still be able to take the footage.
Face ID is still working.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
So your birthday palooza, we had kind of like three parts to it.
And one, the most important,
100%.
So like, I'm not going to turn 30 this year. And like, I'm not going to get myself better. I'm just going to continue to go down into the drought. There's just nothing to be excited about this entire year.
Sal Vulcano. Yeah, Vulcano, this is a message for you. You have single-handedly ruined my boyfriend's dirty 30 birthday, and we are very upset about it. We are counting down the days until May when it has been rescheduled, but we are very sad about it. And like, just like the fate that Sal, one of our favorite comedians in the entire world, had a show on your birthday in
his
Los
first
Angeles.
Show in LA.
I know.
First his first LA show. Headlining
first
show.
On your birthday.
So if you don't know Sal, cancel him right now.
No, don't cancel Sal. He's so nice.
I'm so mad. My favorite comedian ever.
Yeah.
Canceled my birthday.
Canceled your birthday. You can't turn 30 this year. You can't turn 30 until like May 22nd or something.
That's fine.
Yeah. It's tough. So anyway, so we have a part one B-Day on Wednesday. We're going to the Crypto Arena for a Lakers game. But like, you kind of have to schmooze that night, right? Like,
yeah, that part's not as fun as I want it to be.
Yeah, yeah, definitely a little schmoozing. But I do have, this is my first time going to a Lakers game.
Really?
Ever.
Really?
Yeah. I have bought so many cute Lakers outfits just for this moment. Like, this is day one of my Lakers attire, like, outings.
Career.
Yes.
Yeah. Career. I'm excited for you.
That's part one, which will still be fun because we can tell, I feel like it's your birthday. So people will kind of fuck off. I feel like people don't like, as soon as they find out it's your birthday, you're like, oh, I don't want to like intrude on this person's like fun. If they're trying to be schmoozy with you.
Yeah. I don't know if that's necessarily going to be the case, but yeah, I'm excited. I'm like 30 now. Like, now it's 30.
You're not 30 until Sal lets you turn 30.
You're right. I'm 29 for...
Until South says
not
so.
One of those guys who's like, no, I'm still 29.
Yeah, I'm still 29. Yeah.
Fucking stupid.
I'm 29.2.
No, I just don't want to turn 30 until Sal has given me the blessing.
100%.
Do you think he knows? Do you talk to him? Do you ask him?
No, but we're going to put this on TikTok and maybe it will find its way to Sal.
If it doesn't?
A flop shame. On our part.
Sorry, what?
A flop on our part. Well, I'm just eating my words today. Oh well, my God. Said. It's been a while. It's been like 2 weeks since we did a podcast, maybe 2.5 weeks.
No, it's been a couple days for me. Like 4.
Yeah. But I'm a little rusty.
You're rusty?
I'm a little rusty.
You're always a creator though, Lauren. Once a creator, always look a creator. You're ready to go.
That's true. I was pretty good on Instagram stories today.
Were you?
Yeah, I was.
Were you good with your little billboard?
Yeah.
Oh, your big God. Billboard.
I have a billboard. Yeah, it's in so middle of fun. LA. I know. There's 2 of them in LA, 1 in San Francisco, and then 3 going up in New York next month.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to be in New York?
Yeah.
So we're going to fly to New York?
No. It'll be in February. Absolutely the fuck not.
Are we going to San Francisco?
No, I think that one might be the smallest one. So like, I don't think we should go to San Fran just to see.
Can you imagine me going? It's just like a poster board.
Yeah, that's right. I don't think it's actually, if you live in the neighborhood of SoMo in San Francisco, that's where it is. Please tweet me and I will.
SoMo?
SoMo?
S-O-M-O?
S-O-M-O.
Okay.
I think it's like SoHo, but whatever SoMo stands for, I don't actually know. But I'm assuming that it's a neighborhood within San Francisco.
Sure.
Anyway, there's one in SoMo. If anyone lives in that area, I
have no interest in San Francisco.
Okay.
Do you, like, have you been there?
Yeah. I went with my family a while ago for like a family trip and like, it was fun. It was a good trip. You know, I was younger.
There's too many of like me running around in San Francisco.
You are a dime a dozen. I think if like any girl wants to marry a tech bro, you should move to the Bay Area.
Arguably, yes. But also I feel like it's like waning.
I mean, yeah, it's waning because it's really fucking expensive too. No one can afford to live there.
You can't. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's so expensive. So day one or part one of Jeremy Palooza, 30 Palooza is Lakers game. And then part two is annoying no photo bougie birthday dinner, birthday drinks. That's Friday part off. Two. And then part three was Sal. What do you want to do instead? What do you want to do?
Cry.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
Sitting just in my sorrow.
Thank fucking God we had other things lined up, or else I would be like panicking right now.
If that was our only
birthday situation going on for Dirty 30, I'd probably just have to like buy you something really expensive, maybe.
That wouldn't be bad.
That wouldn't be the worst. That's like a panicky present though.
A panicky present?
That's a panic present.
I love panic presents.
I don't mind a good old panic present.
Yeah, though. See?
Yeah, panic presents sometimes kind of nice.
Great.
Yeah. But, and then we have Jeremy's bestie for the Resty flying in from North Carolina.
It's going to be great.
Having 5 nights of sleepovers.
I love a good sleepover.
Look, a sleepover.
It's going to be good.
Have you, I feel like, I remember you went to New York and you stayed with our good friend's boyfriend, who was also our friend, Jared. You guys shared a hotel room. And Kelsey and I thought it was just like the most wholesome thing in the entire world. Because I feel like bros, like when they're 30, just like don't do that anymore. It was so wholesome. There's something about that. That's wholesome as shit.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And this like has the same energy. Like your friend just like flying in to like hang out with us for like, you know, like obviously like some party, but also just like probably play board games and like order Postmates and stuff. Like that's just so wholesome that your best friend is flying in to hang out with us for your birthday.
Shoop, we're cool.
It's so wholesome. We're He's very sleeping cool. in like the very pink and cute frilly guest bedroom.
We have a lot of rooms in this house and there's only one that's not in action. And it is still kind of an action because it's bright pink.
It's bright pink. Yeah. Yeah, that was tough. That was a 2016 decor decision.
No.
Maybe 17?
It's 2022.
Oh my God, I'm so lost in the world. Okay, 2022. Anyways, that was a
I was with you when you did that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, when you did the betting line, yes.
You were?
Well, I've been around a long time.
Yeah, fuck, it's been like a lifetime.
It has been a lifetime sentence.
Lifetime.
An ongoing lifetime sentence.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. I had a friend the other day ask me for relationship advice, someone that is kind of new to relationships. And I was like, oh, bitch, I've been around the block. I am a notoriously brutal serial dater and I'm here for you. What do you need to know?
What was the advice?
It was asking if relationships are hard.
And? Yours aren't, but they typically are.
Right. That is exactly what I said.
I think our relationship is a walk in the park.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I essentially said that like relationships are choosing to put effort in and make conscious decisions every day to be a good partner.
Wow. That's Very well said.
Yeah. I mean, every day. Like, yeah, shit is hard, but it's like, you just have to keep doing the damn thing every day if you want to do the damn thing.
But at what point in time is it too hard and you're not with the right person because you're having to work too hard?
Yeah, fuck. Well, been there. And usually what happens is that I stay in that relationship for much longer than I should. Mm-hmm. And then I break up with them much later than I should have.
That doesn't seem like great advice.
No. But the question was, are relationships hard? And I said, yes. And I mean, their question was essentially like, when you bicker about little things, like how do you reduce that kind of bickering? And like, I use the example of like, we both have little dumb things that we know are dumb, but are important to not have happen. So like my thing is that like when Jeremy leaves shit all in the sink and like lets it dry and cake on, like I'm really the only one who like cleans up in the kitchen. So like when he doesn't like just rinse the shit down the sink and it cakes on, I have to scrub it off. I'm like, and then Jeremy's thing is that like he doesn't like when I leave shoes near the door. They have to be on the shoe rack. And so like those are both two really dumb things, but like we have established that they are an important pet peeve to the other person. We acknowledge that they're dumb, but once you acknowledge that, you can make a conscious effort to not do the dumb, annoying pet peeve.
Hmm. Yeah. Lauren also likes the silverware to face a very specific, and it's like assigned seating for silverware.
Yes.
And if you don't put it in, even if you put it into the dishwasher, but it's not in the right seating,
yeah,
that doesn't count.
If you put in the dishwasher in the right seating, yeah. Because who empties the dishwasher every day?
Two.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah. So it just makes sense. Like group the forks together with the groups. The forks sit with the forks. The spoons sit with the spoons.
14 pair of Uggs don't need to be right in front of every door that you walk outside of.
One pair of Uggs.
You have many pairs of Uggs.
I have many pairs of Uggs, but only one was in front of the door the other day.
The other day, correct. Because I've already picked the other ones up and put them into the rack.
That is not true. I make such an effort on my UGG organization. So anyways, that was my answer to their question. They're real hard. Pick up your Uggs, wash the shit down the sink, and you will be just fine.
You'll be fine. But also, like, there's something about doing the little thing that you know the other person finds important that also is like a you don't think about it, but you think about it.
Well, that's what I was trying to explain too. It's that like, once you have a conversation to be like, hey, this is dumb. I know it's dumb, but it drives me crazy. Do you mind making effort to do this? Like now that we've acknowledged that it's dumb and like, it's a meaningless thing, but it actually is meaningful. The old accusation audit. And like, once you have that conversation, the other person then has to consciously decide to ignore that conversation if they don't do that, which might like sound kind of intense, but like that's kind of just like how I look at it.
Well, but also you gotta remember there's two ways to look at it. Like, hey, you've had a conversation about this. They've acknowledged that like they think that their own desire is mm-hmm. is like somewhat irrational, but it's important to them.
Yes.
So then you're literally either like showing that you don't care enough
right.
about their
right.
honest conversation
right.
to just ignore it, or if you're gonna like at least attempt to give it go.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, even like Uggs on the rack half the time is better than 0 times.
It is.
But I would say I'm like a 90, I'm a 96% accuracy.
I'm a 99% accuracy kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, keeping score, not healthy.
Not healthy. It really is. It really is not healthy.
Not healthy.
Yeah.
So what you just did there wasn't healthy. It wasn't healthy at all.
I did what? Did what?
It's so funny because I feel like we have a healthy back and forth banter, but some couples cannot do that and they take it very personally. I'm thinking one couple very much in particular.
Yes. I know exactly which couple you're talking about.
Yeah.
I was listening to a podcast today and they were talking about how they think that conventionally hot guys mm-hmm. are out.
Oh.
Yeah. Conventionally hot guys. So, I mean, you see this happen all the time. Is that like the hottest? And I mean, like, I'm just talking like in the example of celebrities or whatever. Right? Is that like the hottest girls ever will date, you know, and this is subjective, obviously, but like, in my opinion, the ugliest dudes. And that doesn't mean they don't have the best personality ever.
Right.
But like on this podcast, they were talking about how like conventionally hot dudes are out.
Okay.
And what was really awkward is that like they were kind of talking to someone who is not conventionally hot at all, like mostly would not be considered hot probably.
So drop this guy in like Iowa and
he could be an 8 knot Iowa maybe.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Do not insult Iowa. Okay. There's not gonna be more Iowa slander in this house.
So
certainly not an 8 in Illinois. I'll tell you that much right now.
You know what? Everyone who's good looking in Iowa right now is really offended by your comments.
By your comments or mine?
Your comments.
Are you kidding?
That you chose Iowa as a state that has like uglier people?
No, I picked Iowa because it's literally in the middle of the country.
Oh, is it? I have no idea. I just learned that North Carolina today is very much not in the north of the United States. Why the fuck would they call it north?
Because it's north of South Carolina.
I know, I get it, but I was shocked. I was very shocked to see how south and east it was.
I mean, South Dakota's not very north.
I have no idea where the Dakotas south. Are.
The Dakotas?
I have no idea.
North Dakota borders your country.
Yeah, is it one of the middle ones though?
It borders one of your country. It literally is below.
You mean our provinces?
Sure.
Yeah. No, no, but I think it borders, like I think it borders like, yeah, yeah, it's in one of the middle ones.
Manitoba.
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 Oh my God, being in Canada was so nice. Had Tim Biebs. The Justin Bieber collaboration with Tim Hortons.
It was very good.
They were fine. They're fine. I was so sad though. They have the Tim Biebs merch that are like actually getting resold on like Goat and StockX for like disgusting amounts of money. Was trying to get the Tim Biebs fanny pack, was sold out. Didn't try super hard, but I did ask three locations for the fanny pack and they did not have them.
I love that.
Yeah. Tough. Could have been really cute. Yeah, they're fine. They're a little overrated. They're also more expensive than like the regular Timbits, which doesn't really make any sense.
You know, licensing.
I guess.
Biebs needs his piece.
Biebs does need his piece.
Scooter is not a nonprofit organization.
No. No, I think that's his wife's side of things.
Yeah.
So yeah, on this podcast, they were talking about this because this guy that would be potentially categorized as not super conventionally good looking is dating a super hot girl. And
has been too.
No, maybe we're not talking about the right person. Oh, we are talking. You're talking about the right person. You're just not caught up in like the last 4 months of dating.
No, but I'm saying he has dated hot girls as well.
Oh yeah.
We're on the exact same page.
I think you're talking about like is. No, I'm has saying been like, for a long time
is and has
and
been,
has stays yeah. stays dating the hottest girls.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was just super uncomfortable to like watch them navigate. They were like kind of backing themselves into a really uncomfortable corner. Basically asking how he dates such hot girls. And then one of them was like, well, conventional hot guys are out, which then like alluded to that he is not a hot guy. It was, my skin was crawling as I was watching the podcast. It was so uncomfortable. It was just watching the train wreck itself.
And you watched the whole thing?
Oh, I watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Are hot guys out? So if you were single tomorrow, are you going to go find yourself a 5 and nestle up?
No. No, no, no.
You're going to go back to a 10?
I personally love my 10. I'd like to keep my 10.
Fuck you. That's great.
There you go. There you go.
Cut the podcast there. We're done.
Oh my God. The other story that Jeremy just learned about, and I can't wait to get his live reaction again to this. I feel like you didn't actually fully get to process this when we just talked about this like 30 minutes ago.
Have I already forgotten?
Maybe.
Okay.
That's what one weed soda will do to you.
Yep.
So this story, and I'm sad because like when this goes out, it'll be too old, but I don't know if this, I guess you're not super up with pop culture. So like if this story flew under your radar,
what do you mean by I'm not super up with pop culture? I know just enough about pop culture.
Just enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just enough Jeremy.
Yeah. Just enough Jeremy. Like just Jared, you're just enough Jeremy.
Let's go back to me being a 10. Go ahead.
So Drake hooked up. Yeah, so Drake had sex with this girl, and I guess like whatever, totally consensual.
Drizzy.
She was like, he was like, yo, like we're doing this, like we're on the same page, like consent. Yes,
like
yes.
You're doing Gossip Girl. Do I have consent?
Do I have consent? And they're like, yes, consent. Hit you with that. Yes, hit that with you. That. Like, I wonder if they have to sign paperwork too before they hook up.
I think it would probably depend.
Because I mean, like genuinely, like that's probably a good idea. Not sexy foreplay, but probably a good idea.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, so they have sex, whatever, use a condom, love that. And goes to the bathroom, throws the condom out. And I guess she went into the bathroom to go try and impregnate herself with the used condom. Disgusting. And starts like screaming and freaking the fuck out. And hot sauce. I don't know if it was Frank's. I don't know if it was, what's that other one?
So Drake, you're insinuating
yes.
that Drake allegedly
yes.
poured hot sauce
yes.
into the condom.
Yes.
So as to
kill the sperm. As to not give someone by
the
accident
opportunity to use the condom to impregnate themselves.
Yes.
Because there's hot sauce
yes.
in the condom.
Yes.
Got it?
Yes. Yes. And now she's trying to sue him.
And what do you sue somebody for in that scenario?
Let me see. I mean, it's like, it's a headline all over the place. Drake hot sauce sue. Okay. These are not the most, reliable. Okay. Here's one. Okay. Da, 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 da.
TMZ sounds legit.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the better ones.
I mean, the Times is probably not going to post this.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I hate, proceeded to pour the contents of the condom into her genitals. She immediately experienced a burning sensation and started to scream, causing Drake to run to the bathroom to see what was going on. He then told the model that he poured hot sauce from a packet into the rubber to try and kill the sperm. Should the model try to get pregnant from the artist? She's suing Drake for booby trapping the condom. Is that booby trapping though?
I'm sorry, what law is you can't booby trap a condom?
She even posted pictures of her inflamed nether regions on Twitter as proof. What?
That's so odd. I mean, like.
Also, I just want to make a quick disclaimer that there is not any scientific evidence that suggests hot sauce can kill sperm. So this person's like, so if Drake was so concerned with a sexual partner attempting to get pregnant from a condom, why didn't he just wash it out with soap and water? I mean, it is like a really aggressive tactic that's just like kind of gross, but also like this whole thing is just questionable.
Yeah, I don't, you know, it's hard to pick sides when we're this far away from it, but I gotta be honest, this is fucking weird.
This is fucking so weird. I will say though that the memes that have spurred from this situation have been ace, just absolutely elite.
That have spawned from this little spermy situation?
Yes, from the spermy situation.
Yeah.
Spawned from the spermy situation?
This little sticky situation.
Yeah, I hate that.
What, a little sticky spermy situation?
No, I don't like that.
The SSS?
The SSS.
Oh.
The SSS. Right.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Can you imagine being that famous?
Famous. Yes. That like actually sucks. Like,
yeah. I gotta be honest. I don't think this is the first time that Drizzy drizzled some hot sauce down a condom.
Right.
I think this is the first time that it has literally
burned someone physically. And
I think this is the first time that, like,
yeah.
Or maybe it's the first time someone's actively opened a lawsuit because their ego and their pride is so far down
right.
the list.
Right.
But they're like, oh.
I just like for her to fucking do that. I'm like, this is not good. As a woman, you are not representing the species very well. And I'm not happy about it.
It's not a good look.
It's not a good look.
I gotta admit, flip it. And however that would be flipped, I'd go,
yeah.
We lost another elf.
On behalf of the male species.
Another elf for the boys.
Yeah, another elf for the boys.
But this one, not an elf for the boys.
This is an elf for the girls.
Yeah, I gotta miss. Listen, do I agree with his tactics? No, but it's foresight.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder how long he's been doing this. I feel like this is like a locker room conversation where some other
Aubrey.
Rapper.
Let's ask him.
I always forget that his name is Aubrey.
Is it Audrey or Aubrey?
I think it's, oh fuck. Brie?
Brie.
Brie?
Brie is in the cheese. I'm almost positive.
Ugh, love Brie cheese.
I can tell that I'm already obviously under the influence because I'm thinking of Brie cheese. Drake? Nothing quite like a charcuterie.
Oh yeah.
Board.
Aubrey Drake Graham.
Graham. I knew that. Like Graham Cracker.
Graham.
Yep.
Wow, that sounds like the whitest name in the world.
And Graham
Aubrey
Cracker.
Graham.
I think we're ordering some food after this.
I love that for you.
I love that for us.
I love that for you. Aubrey Drake Graham. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Did you watch Degrassi growing up?
No.
Yeah, neither did I.
No.
And Canadians always get so mad at me and every American just assumes that every Canadian watches Degrassi.
How many shows
were
famous from Canada during our youth?
I don't know. I didn't. It's
do you think people don't understand that like New Girl made English for me so that youths make sense in my life, but it doesn't make sense just so now? Like, am I already too old to be using youths? That only came out a few years ago.
I guess.
Yeah, so they're uncultured for not knowing youths.
Right.
When are we going to have Max Greenfield on the pod?
Oh, I love Max Greenfield.
Did we tell our Winston story?
Yes, of course we told. That was like one of our first stories we started the podcast is the Winnie the Bish story.
I hope that everyone remembers that story.
Oh God, the story was great.
I wish that I could tell the unedited version of that story.
Yeah. Maybe one day on the OnlyFans.
No,
OnlyFans / Wildstyle 9.
Not even that one.
Oh my God. So Jeremy was an A+ boyfriend while I was gone and did not do a single ounce of Netflix cheating.
This is true.
I was shocked.
Like, you're welcome.
I left on the understanding that you were going to cheat on me.
And you still left.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, well, yeah.
What was going to be like the number one offense?
Money heist.
Money heist, yeah.
Yeah. So,
well, and that we had a lot of build up to that as well.
Yeah, for sure. We had like literally 3 episodes left. And I was like, just fucking wait for me. But also at the same time, like, we've been watching the show for so damn long.
It's been years.
Years, literal years. And did you watch other things or did you just not watch TV and then therefore did not have to cheat?
I was really busy while you were gone.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I think that there was a missed opportunity there for you to say that you watched TV every night, but then decided to stay faithful. Lauren.
I'm not going to lie to you. I tried to watch Eternals.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Isn't that good?
Bad. I'm like.
You know what? Okay. This always happens because Remy left the premiere of Eternals and said it's one of the best movies that she's ever seen.
Remy.
I know.
Famous.
I know. Fucking famous. I love being friends with famous people. Must be nice. I know. It's crazy. Miss Remy luxury. So she left Eternals saying that it was one of the best movies she's ever seen. I haven't watched any of it yet.
I would love to get Cal's opinion on that.
I don't think that Cal would agree.
I want Cal to now watch it and have Cal to just give his opinion on Remy's opinion.
He is a violently aggressive film critic.
You know that critic that just has a couple, like, you're fine with chatting about your thoughts on a movie or a series and that. Uh-huh. Like, uh-huh. Cal wants to just delve into ancient history to talk about his thoughts on it. And I can't meet him there.
I mean, I really do commend the knowledge that he's got. I really do.
I appreciate the passion, but man.
So there's this effect that is going to sound really douchey, but when you go to a premiere, the hype that you experience, like when you get dressed up and like you take photos and like you go and it's a whole thing and it's like PR and you get like a little bucket of popcorn that's got like the movie branding on it. It's like, ooh, it's so exciting. And then you clap and like some of the cast is there. Like, it's all very exciting. And I think that it boosts the rating. Allure. Yeah, it boosts. Yeah. It makes the movie seem better than it actually is. I have experienced this.
Really?
98% of the movies that I've seen at a premiere.
How do you feel about Dear Evan Hansen?
It's fine.
At the premiere. See?
But I haven't watched it. So I can't even say that one because I haven't watched that in not premiere mode.
Got it.
Yeah. I also am not like a film. I'm not like a theater kid. So I'm like.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
No. Like, I want to run away from you and watch shows that are theatery without you because of how not a theater kid you are.
Yeah.
Don't run away.
I brought you, though, to Dear Evan Hansen. If there's anything that I've ever been useful for, it was bringing you to the premiere of Dear Evan Hansen.
Did you get us into that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That was for you.
Thank you.
That was fully just for you.
I know it's not for you.
It's not for me.
I know. But we were our friends, and they loved it.
Yeah, Kelsey behind us was sobbing.
Sobbing.
Like,
sobbing. Like, you know that one person in the theater who's, like, crying a little bit louder than everybody else? That was our friend.
Yes.
Like, which didn't make it any better.
Like gasping for breath. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
You're like, ma'am.
Fucking pack it up.
You've seen this before.
You've seen this.
You know what's happening.
45 times.
I know. It's still. Yeah.
So Money Heist didn't cheat. We finished that. Loved the ending.
Righteous 4 Gemstones. Seasons later.
Oh my God. Righteous Gemstones.
So good.
So I was originally really overwhelmed because I came back and I thought we had a shit ton of TV to catch up on, but I didn't realize that now we're watching fucking week by week on both Euphoria and the Righteous Gemstones and The Bachelor.
Wow.
Yeah. I get a new episode of The Batch tonight, though.
I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Well, and then also, I watched The Two Popes last night while Lauren took a 20-minute nap for the 2-hour movie.
Yes, 20 minutes.
Can't recommend it enough. Even if you're not into religion, I think it's fascinating.
Oh, okay.
That's my movie recommendation for this week.
Okay, movie recommendation for the week.
Apparently we do that now.
I watched the first 4 episodes, half of The Hype House Show.
And?
It's fine.
I hear it's safe.
It is safe. It really is safe. Like the problems, like, so every episode, and like, I mean, this is the same in every show, they're solving like a quote unquote problem, right? There's like some kind of like main drama plot point. And they're all like really wholesome.
Yeah, like, and maybe if we go back and watch The Real World or Road Rules and that shit, maybe it would also be so mundane.
Yeah.
But like, I just remember them all being like the worst versions of the East Coast at the time. And now I feel like it's all like West Coast.
Yeah.
Like the amount of like Guido dudes.
Oh, Jersey Shore was a staple.
Yeah.
Jersey Shore was an absolute staple.
Right?
And like Real World.
Yeah.
But also I feel like people were much less.
In tune.
Woke.
Yeah.
And appropriate.
That's what I'm saying. Like those kids are probably just fucking picked from Iowa, literally. Uh-huh. And hey, you with tan and muscles, welcome.
Welcome to the real world.
For your life.
Yes, yes.
The real world, yes. San Diego.
Oh my God, so many great seasons.
Yeah, but like, I bet if we watched it right now, it'd be trash.
Oh, 100%, but like great trash, like nostalgic trash. So yeah, I mean, it was pretty good. They had to cut like a massive like plot and like few characters.
Well, you know, some legal issues.
Some legal issues, some allegations, some like really serious shit. So they had to cut, they had to recut, I think.
Can you imagine that? But also you kind of open yourself up to that when you're content.
Taking fucking a house full of 18-year-old content creators who've been making TikToks for like a year. Something is bound to happen. Something is bound to happen. And it's like not the kind of like good happen where it makes really great television. It's like the two series happen that's like being dealt with like lawyers type of thing.
Well, and also it's a fine line between like having a lawyer and security on staff at all times. And also like, I think the more and more people are like aware of how things work, it's almost like there's like a game before they even get to it.
Right.
Like the first season of American Idol, everyone was like, what are they going to do? I don't know.
Yeah, true.
And then like every year after that, it's like people are then, I'm sure there's like an American Idol consultant at this point. Like you hire, that person knows how it works. Yep. They're like working. But when it's like a new series, everyone's just like figuring that shit out.
Totally. When I watch The Bachelor now, you can always kind of tell who is there to be an influencer because so many of the past Bachelor contestants or Bachelor contestees, the girls that go onto The Bachelor to marry the suit or whatever, there's so many of them have made it as like massive influencers, even if they don't win. Like if they make like top eight even.
And how many are there?
They start with like fucking like 30 or something.
Do you want to go on The Bachelor?
No.
You could.
No.
Could you imagine like, hi, my name's for DIY. I'm also ended up in, I'm in a relationship currently with somebody, but we're just gonna like see how this goes.
But we're just gonna be let out. And like, we're just gonna be let out.
Yeah.
But you can always tell
I'm exiting Craig's there. People are asking me how I feel about it. I'm like, yeah, it's weird. It's all good.
But it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, just like and subscribe. It's
all fine. The Bachelors kind of look like you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Remember
conventionally hot guys.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm out though. Remember?
Right.
My time. Thank God I'm turning 30. Because otherwise, I could be confused into thinking I had a shot anymore.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Well, I will say, as I was out this last week with a couple of Disney stars, like Disney children stars.
Right. Who are our age.
Ish.
Now.
I think a little bit younger, but maybe.
Really?
Well, maybe they're my age, but like they play such younger ages on television.
Right.
That the kind of girls that would be obsessed with the idea of them are definitely younger.
Right.
And I felt very much
old.
Not even old, just like, oh, we don't relate on much.
Oh, I see. But also like if they were a child Disney star, their upbringing was very different than ours.
Oh, actually the Disney stars and I, we had plenty in common.
Really?
Oh, that wasn't no. Huh. It was like the girls when we were out at a bar and I was like, oh my God.
Oh, I see. You're saying the younger girls that were interested in the Disney stars.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Disney stars. Huh. That guy, I mean, all good. Like we were cutting it up. It was all like, we had nothing. We had only things in common.
Yeah.
And I could tell that he felt the exact same way as I did about this girl that was like, oh, I can't believe you're here right now. And he was like, I can't believe I am either.
Right. How old do you think she was if you take a guess? Like 23?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's like an entire different stage of your life. Like 23 versus 30 is worlds apart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think at any point in time, you've not had to go to a class to get a grade. And that's your current metric as to how you're performing in life. And then you get into the real world.
Aren't most people graduated at 23 if you're just doing an undergrad?
Right. I'm saying like if that's been the majority of your life.
Oh, I see. Majority of your life, like receiving an A and a B.
Right.
Yes.
Or C and a D.
Or maybe
right?
C and a D.
Yeah. Like that's your whole life purpose. Cause like that versus like, hey, like, you know, food, rent, mortgage, job.
Yep.
Corporate culture.
Yep.
All that stuff.
Yep.
Very different.
It's so interesting seeing which celebrities are interested in crypto. You know what I mean? That have now crossed paths. It's like the most random select individuals from every single different genre of like media, music, movies, whatever.
But I will say some of the ones that were interested first, they're like, I can't believe they're interested in this. If you look back in time, I've always been interested in things early. Like whether it be Martha Stewart or Paris Hilton or Snoop Dogg or any of these people, right?
Right.
They've reinvented themselves 1,000 times. It used to just be Madonna that was like, okay, now I'm this. Now everybody to stay relevant has to continue to like push the envelope of like the way that like society perceives them.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing normal about it is that it continues to not be normal until it becomes normal.
I think I glazed over for the last couple seconds of that.
My point is,
it sounded really wise though.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome. I got done with it and I felt good about it. Yeah. And then I looked at you and, you gave me this.
I was a little glazed over. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay. My point is the people that continue to find a new brand or a new version of themselves, uh-huh. It's almost like, you know how your phone updates itself and you don't really think about the new update after a while.
Yes.
But when that new theme hits you in the face, you're like, where is everything?
I hate this.
But eventually you even forget the last version was there. And then, you know, 4 or 5 years go past, you see a picture of that person, you go, oh my God, I forgot they looked like this. And it's because they're not afraid to continue to change the way that they like push their own brand forward.
Right.
And although it seems very odd, I'm sure at the time to be like, I can't talk about this. I know nothing about this. We all kind of buy in pretty soon afterwards. It's kind of crazy.
I mean, you're talking to the fucking YouTube is just the breeding zone for people who have to completely reinvent themselves over and over again.
But the ones that stop reinventing themselves are the ones that go away.
Yeah, I know. But that's why it's so fucking exhausting being on YouTube still 10 years later. My update right now is glitching.
Your update?
My update right now is glitching.
Have you turned off the device and turned it back on? Okay.
Yes.
And what did it say?
I actually even took the device to a different country to go try and unglitch the glitch. And
nothing. Okay.
Yeah. And so the glitch is still glitching currently.
Okay. Well, comment below with what Lord DIY should be next.
I mean, honestly, thank God for the fucking vlog channel because it's just like, and the podcast because they're just like so chill and organic and like normal. But like the main channel is just a whole different beast. And I'm.
And no one's ever convinced or accused of us being strategic.
Over on the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah. Us not making money for so many episodes at the beginning. Oh my God.
What do you mean? Oh, so in the beginning, what money have we made?
Okay. No. You're being, you lead people to believe that we still have $0 in our bank account.
I have no idea.
In the wild. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty decent. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I paid for your birthday out of it.
Good.
Business expense.
Oh yeah.
No, I didn't.
Good.
I probably could though, honestly. No, we can't take any fucking photos. Yeah. Can't be a business expense.
Can't be a bad business expense.
Yeah, that's a bad business expense. That is not a good business expense.
Yeah.
I'm also mad because that place, on top of being no photos, is a no decor. So like I can't bring a single balloon.
We have already talked about this.
Oh my God. I'm so sad.
I know. So what's the next version of yourself going to be?
I don't know.
E-girl?
No.
Ooh girl?
No, definitely not an ooh girl.
What, can you make the ooh girl sound?
No, absolutely the fuck not.
Should make it?
No, I would only do that on OnlyFans for a very high price.
Do it for the Tillards.
Absolutely
do
the fuck not. The Tillards don't want to see that. That will make the skin. My fucking God. Are we at an appropriate time to end the podcast right there?
No, because
Oh my God, I want to fucking throw myself off of a balcony right now.
What?
Ew.
What?
Ew. Ugh. Oh my God, I've never been like less sexually attracted to you in my entire life than right in this moment. Sometimes I think about what my life might have been like had I wanted to put like a pair of like cat headphones on and be an ooh girl gamer or something.
Only one way to find out.
We don't have enough rooms in this house to have a gaming room.
If you became an Uwa girl, we would need this house because we'd buy another one.
You think?
But that's the best part about Lord DIY. You could easily do one little video, jumping into that skin, doing it yourself, and then hopping out.
Jumping into the Ubu skin?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I lived a lie on the internet for too long for me to dive into the Ubu lie.
That's so negative.
I will not sell my soul to the Uwa girls.
Okay. You wouldn't be selling it to the girls. You'd be selling it to yourself. I'm not telling you to become an Uber girl.
Yeah,
my point
that's
is,
what it sounds like.
My point is I want you to be whatever you want to be.
I don't know what I want to be.
I know I can.
I know I can.
Be what I want to be.
Be what I want to be.
If I work hard in it.
I work hard in it.
What is this?
What? If I work hard in it.
I'm going to be. Anyway, just fucking try some shit.
I know I'm going to.
You're not
going to
be the NFT queen? Not going to be the crypto queen?
I don't think so. I don't know if it's the right fit for me. Boo.
Lore NFT?
Lore NFT doesn't quite have the same like ring to it.
Lore DIY NFT. Lore DIY.
That's so many syllables.
Decentral lore. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's for me. I think it's a.
Am I going to be the crypto influencer in the house?
You are the crypto influencer. Actually, I don't know. On Twitter, I could throw it down next to you on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about when someone asks you something that, you know, is a little bit out there?
I would say I have a higher understanding than most individuals.
Oh, without question.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, not even a question.
Yeah.
I'm just saying when we're influencing off, you have to come ask me what something means. Babe, Babe.
See, this is why I'm not going to be a crypto influencer because Jeremy bullies me.
I don't know who Jerry is, but he's rude.
Yeah, I agree.
What questions do you have? What questions do you have?
Well, no, I was actually just having this conversation the other day is that like I have the luxury of doing like if I have a, what were we just talking about yesterday? I can't remember. Like, oh, how voting rights work with it, like something really fucking nerdy. So it's like, if I have like a general understanding of something that's like already a little bit intricate, I have the luxury of like rapid fire asking questions to ensure that I have like a full grasp on the concept and the understanding of it before like going out into the world and like spewing information to like verify that I fully understand. Uh-huh. Because like there is not a, like people just go on Discord and Twitter and ask questions, which obviously like is a great way to learn from other people. But like, it's not the way that you can, like, if I need to learn how to make a neon effect in Photoshop, like I can go to YouTube, I can go to Google, you know what I mean? There's so many like learning sources for that.
Right.
With this, it's like, you need to find a group of people or a person
that you trust.
Yeah. Because it's just like so hard to like, one, find a starting point and two, get good information, and three, that it's right?
Oh, I hear people boldly claim things all the time and I'm like, that is not correct. You said that with absolute gusto, certainty, yeah. But you are wrong,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyways, but I think I have the opposite level of confidence where I question, even though I probably do know more than the average person, I question whether my information is correct.
I get you, yeah. I don't suffer from that.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. You could actually maybe like, there's probably a happy medium in here that's maybe helpful.
I don't think this is a therapy session for me.
Could be.
How'd you want to wrap this week?
How do I want to wrap this week?
Yeah.
So there were 3 Squishmallows that I wanted to buy at Ralph's. They were 30% off. And I just want you to know that
you wanted to buy discount Squishmallows and you're mad at me that you weren't able to?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, next topic.
And I exercised extreme self-control and did not buy them.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I think I put up with enough Squishmallows. They line this house. When you're gone, this house looks like a very, very different domicile.
You, like the amount of wonderful naps that you've taken on Squishmallows that you cannot deny.
But I could do the same with.
But you wouldn't want to because Squishmallows are elite for a nap.
No, they're not. It's a pillow. It doesn't need to look at me.
Why not?
They look like a hermit crab with the little eyes.
I'm sorry, one more time.
Yeah. They'll just look at you.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I had a dream last night that we got.
Does anybody else
have that? All my best stories start like this. It's either I had a dream last night or I saw a TikTok that.
And then half the I had a dream last night is followed by and I was so mad at you.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens all the time.
Go on.
Don't be such a dick in my dreams. Okay. God, don't do that.
Okay.
Just don't do it.
All right.
Anyway, I had a dream though that there was someone in the house and I could not wake you up for the fucking life of me to be like, Jeremy, there's someone in the house. There's someone in the house. There's someone in the house. And then in that moment, I was on Amazon. This is all my dream. I was on Amazon ordering a titanium steel bat to put in our bedroom.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I should probably get 2 because if someone comes into our bedroom, you could stand on one side and I could stand on the other side of the door.
I'd be so scared standing on the other side with the titanium bat. I would literally be like, please put the bat down, Lauren. Please put the bat down.
What do you mean? Next to me with the bat?
Yeah, I would. That would be literally.
I was fucking T-ball MVP.
Okay. I would love MVP. To see you swing a bat. I would love to see you swing a bat.
Oh, I could totally hit a ball, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And
did you play any baseball?
Yes. I played first base. I was all-star.
I was MVP.
I don't even know what that means.
Most valuable player.
No, most valuable peewee.
I don't know what a peewee is.
You.
You're a peewee.
I feel like we had peewee league.
Peewee league?
Yeah.
I don't know what a peewee is. Peewee Herman?
No.
Okay.
No.
Anyways, I could definitely, we'll go to a batting cage. I could definitely hit a ball.
We should do that this week.
Wait, that's fun.
We should do a batting cage this week.
Oh my God, that's so fun.
And we'll take content for the vlog.
The vlog.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the vlog.
Our vlog that we're starting right now.
No, announcing we are
a couple's
not.
Channel coming at you live.
Someone actually asked if we want to do a video for a different channel. Together.
To which I said, no.
Well, I said no first. I was like, hey, like, let me know if you want to do otherwise, but like, I don't want to do, because like, we don't do like YouTube videos together type of situation.
No.
And it was like, that's just not the vibe.
No.
It's not the vibe.
No. But this year we'll be performing on tour together.
Oh, for our a cappella performance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had to bring a cappella on this, didn't you?
Yep.
Had to. Well,
That's a great note to end on.
Lafayette, it's been a good week. I'll see you next week. Oh my God, I'm going to be 30 next time you guys see
oh
me.
Oh my God, you're going to be old. Unless Sal gives the blessing, so maybe not.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Shit.
All right. All right, Dillards.
Signing off for my 29th birthday.
Bye.
I mean, 30th birthday. 29.2. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.